All right, 92.7 FM, The Drive, and sitting in the studio with us here on The Joe Show, a friend of The Joe Show, Chris United. How are you, my man?
I'm doing good.
Good. Now, you are a 16-year-old guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
Do people use the word prodigy about you?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
All right, because I'm not, like, we were talking off air, and I think I first met you when you were 8.
Yeah, I was really little.
And you were 8 years old, and you were already playing in coffee houses like the Tram, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell everybody a little bit how you got your start.
I got my start. I was really young, 2, 3, and I used to listen to the Wiggles and watch the Wiggles and Fleetwood Mac and just huge influences.
Absolutely. Two bands that could be compared are the Wiggles and Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, that was
you know what? That's a radio first, bro. I don't think anyone's ever put those two bands in a sentence. Ever. You should see the jam session between Stevie Nicks and the Wiggles. It was crazy. So anyways, but you like every now and again, like we follow each other on Facebook, and I'll see things pop up where like you did a school production of Tommy. You've done a bunch of like school productions.
Yeah.
What else are you doing? Let everybody know, because you are really a talented guy, and I love to see young musicians doing their thing with instruments playing live. So fill everybody in, like, what do you got coming up in, you know?
Yeah, this July 7th, I've got the Boilermaker pasta dinner, and then I'm going to be playing on the course at the 2-mile marker during the road race, and then Betelgeuse the same day on July 7th.
That's crazy. What song are you doing with Betelgeuse, can you say?
Nope.
I know, damn it. And that is out near Syracuse at...
This one's going to be in Lake Ontario.
Lake Ontario, yeah.
Yeah, at the Coloco Winery.
That's easy to say.
Yeah, it's really easy to say.
Yeah, but we'll actually put a link up to that because Paul Davey, the guy who organizes it, is a very good friend of mine. But yeah, that's got to be great. That's like sometimes up to 50 musicians playing the Beatles songs and doing the recreations. Can you give me a hint at what era song you're doing?
It's all going to be 50s and 60s for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, cool, cool. So who is your main guy? Because who's the influence on you now that you're getting to be 16 years old? Who's the influence? Who's the guitar guy that you look at the most?
Mick Mars.
Mick Mars?
Mick Mars.
From?
Motley Crue.
Really?
Yeah, it's my favorite band.
Oh, man, good one. Jeez, I was not expecting that. But yeah, you got to admit it, the guy's a riff master.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Nobody can write a riff like that. Cool. So now, 16, you're probably going into senior year next year?
Mm-hmm.
Future plans, music school.
Yep, I'm looking at going to college for classical guitar.
Now, are you saying that because Dad's here in the room and you really mean groupies, or are you really going to go for classical?
I'm really going for classical guitar.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, you know, you want to talk classical guitar, there's all those prog guys, but then there's also guys like Randy Rhodes. I mean, so you consider yourself more of a metal guy, a pop guy? What do you think?
I'm versatile. I can do whatever you want.
There you go, man. I think that you're one of those guys that could end up a studio musician who you see you here, you see you there, or you could be doing albums. You planning on recording anything?
Yeah. I'm setting up a home studio right now, so I'm going to get some stuff recorded.
Cool. So right now we're going to hear you do a Zeppelin song. What tune is it?
Heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker. Chris United live right here in the Drive studio, a first for this studio on The Joe Show.
Watching, see how the feeling's saying,
All right. Nice job. Nice job on the Zeppelin right there. So, Chris, where can people find you online if they want?
People can find me at Facebook, Chris United.
Chris United.
Place.
All right, cool. And we've got another song that you did when we were off air, a Nirvana tune. And we're going to put this whole thing together as a podcast and put it up on 927thedrive.net so you can share that with your friends. And there's something else I got to talk to you about off air that we're working on, and that's going to be a cool thing at 927thedrive.net. Chris United, thanks for coming in. Have a happy 4th of July, my man.
You too.
All right, we want to thank our guest, Chris United, for coming in. You can look him up on Facebook, like you just said, and look for chrisunited.com coming soon. But let's hear another song. Here's his take on Nirvana's About a Girl on a Genesee Joe podcast right here on 927thedrive.net.
Take advantage while